A few schools in the rebel capital have reopened in recent weeks, but the hours are limited, the teachers are few, and because of the unrest, some parents are keeping their children home.
There is some fear, because there is still shooting and other things.
Hussein Alawami came back from retirement to help out at this school in Benghazi's Garden City district. The teachers hope the activities prove a distraction from the war. They seem mainly to involve arts and crafts. It may not be academically intensive, but it keeps them busy. It also provides a clean break from the education system of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, which, like many things in the country, highlighted the man and his works. 10-year-old Yasser sits outside on a park swing, recalling his classes before the uprising.
We used to study social science, especially housing and building projects. We didn't learn much.
A man nearby remembers high school with the compulsory teaching of Mr. Gaddafi's manifesto, The Green Book.
Some of the things that we have to learn, if you tell them to anybody outside of Libya, he will laugh at you. He will think that the guy is crazy, you know. We had to learn stuff against the normal human thinking.
Back over on the swing, young Yasser agrees. He says he just wants to study math. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News.